A recent report from a popular Chinese dating website shows that over 80% of respondents say they have a fear in falling in love. Guys, are we scared of falling in love?
No way. Bring it. Bring it. Anyways, let me tell you guys what happened, okay? A Chinese matchmaking website conducted a sample survey among its 90 million members.The survey found that 80% of single males and single females have a fear of falling in love. And that's called philophobia for you scientists and academic people out there. And it is defined as an abnormal, persistent, or unwarranted fear of falling in love. So I actually have some statistics here and some symptoms. So of this survey and the statistics that apply to it,45.7% of the group have philophobia, because of suspicious attitudes toward loves. And then some, the other ones that I identify with, 41% fear that their love might not last long, which for me is something I definitely do fear when I'm getting in a relationship and I have these strong feelings. Will it last? And 30% fear that they might lose their personal space. I'm a very individual person, so I connected with this one in particular. But there's a lot of different things going on here that we see in this survey, and people are kind of afraid of falling in love.
Let's define philophobia first. So I think philophobia here is used on a loose term, because in medical and strict scientific term, it refers to a condition which greatly affects one's life to an extent that it becomes difficult to commit or form healthy relationships. Such people tend to live their lives in solitude. But here, I don't believe 80% of the respondents have that extreme condition. They're just individuals who might have problems of their romantic relationship or emotional attachments of any sort.
Yeah, so that's the definition, and I just like to say it in the simple way. Love phobia. And yeah, at first when I approached this topic, I thought, I'm a confident person. I think I'm mature enough to handle this situation. Why would somebody be scared of falling in love? Falling in love is like the greatest thing in life. And then when I thought about it, and after having a little chat with you guys and with all our lovely colleagues, RT team members, and then I got myself in this freaky situation. That is because when you fall in love, it is about letting your guards down and letting another person into your life and your head and your emotions, and you be out of control with so many things that you think you would have been able to plan, construct, and make sure yourself is safe. But then you're giving power to another person. And that feeling of uncertainty, it can be a bit scary. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, so love is always seen in the movies and whatnot as something that is so special and magical, and I totally agree with that. But there's also another side to love, and I can personally speak that certain relationships I've been in, and I'm sure other people have too, you love someone, you care about them, but it's not good for your life. It's like people who love drugs or alcohol or things, and it brings them down. You know, that love, it's there maybe with this other person, but at the same time, it's really hurting their life. And then when you realize, I can't have this in my life anymore, like it's really hurting me, that love will become a torturous process. And you know, over 50% of people that took this survey that were in Shenzhen say they cannot get over their last relationship. So 50%, I mean, that's a huge number. I think definitely some people have to do some healing after these kind of relationships. 60% actually of singles in Beijing say they enjoy being single. Apparently, Beijing's the city to be single in.
Yeah, because being single can be pretty cool too. And I think I've enjoyed my singleton lifestyle so much. I think it's because you get the freedom and you get to date anybody you want. And I still think that dating and falling in love, they're like two separate things. And you're like playing the game, enjoying your own space and time and your fabulous single life in a big city. Who doesn't like that? But yes, if there is an amazing person that emerges, I'll think about giving up that. I'll think about that.
Well, I believe enjoy being single can be a justified reason to be single. But nearly 80% single people in Shanghai say they are too busy for a relationship. I think this is an excuse in the real sense. Well, if you want a relationship, you'll find time anyway. You will find time to extend your life circle and to take care of your relationship. Yeah.
I mean, I disagree, respectfully disagree, and say, like, yeah, these kind of words are easy to say. But at the same time, love is something that blossoms. It's often referred to as a flower, and flowers blossom over time. And so when you're getting to know someone, you spend time with them in so many different situations. You love them for all their quirky things and also the things that make them special. And it takes a while to get to know them and those things about them. And sometimes time's not always a luxury you have. And apparently people in Shanghai are pretty busy.
Yeah, they have a relatively fast pace of life. I can understand that. But come on, relationship need time to be taken care of, right? You don't need that much time to take care of your relationship. It's just short messages and some time at dinner time. Well, not that much time, okay, He Yang?
Well...I tend to agree with Yu Yang, and I think, yes, certainly, if you love someone, come on, if your heart is, like, tilting towards that person, even doing all those small things that might actually take up quite a lot of time, but you don't feel...like it's a chore. You just naturally want to do it. Like right before you go to bed after I've done my 100 setups. And then I'm like, should I shoot a message to this guy I really, really like? I mean, yeah, like if I don't like him, I wouldn't even think about it. So it all comes from the heart. And if you think, Ryan, that it's a chore, that means you're not in love.
Well, the heart and the brain don't always agree, right? And at the same time, I'll tell you, it's a gamble. You might love someone, but as you say, maybe those feelings aren't always reciprocated that same way or not to the same degree. So I would say love is a gamble, and also relationships are an investment. Now imagine, I'm 20 years old, and 20s are often seen as your youth years, your fun years, your years to go out and experience the world. But let's say I find a relationship and I fall in love, and the reason why I said I'm so afraid of a long-lasting relationship is because imagine I spend, let's say, 6 years with this person, so I'm 26, and then we break up. At the end of that, I'll say, you know, yeah, of course we had great times, this and that, but...It didn't work out, and 6 years of my life, of my 20s, is down the drain, too. So I think a lot of people are hesitant, especially when they're getting to their later years in their 20s. They're like, I don't want to mess around. I want someone who's going to be as serious as I am. And I also, you know, there's so many things. There's the brain that comes into it, not just the heart. The heart sometimes is a fool, and the fool can sometimes hit gold. But also, I think there needs to be a combination...when you're when you're getting older and whatnot, maybe. I don't know.
Now I see the real person、
Uh-oh.
Who has、Uh-oh. Love phobia is Ryan,、Whoa! Not you, He Yang. Because males tend to think that, okay, I'm giving away too much and I have no reward.Okay.
And some guys are like that. And here's a really interesting thing I'd like to cite from this report, that it actually says 67% of male respondents that have love phobia say the major symptom is feeling uncertainty and about having love, but...then getting hurt, or they've been hurt already, something like that. And then 73% of the females believe that the major symptom is fearing that there is no reward of our efforts. I think male and female are kind of scared of kind of different things. And as women, we are very vocal. We are not afraid to share our...pain and terrible experiences, like with our friends or sometimes even on radio, as I do sometimes. And then we tend to think that guys are like, they can be complete jerks, you know, and they can have hearts of stone. Okay, Ryan, you have a chance after I finish. So we don't really think that way. And it's kind of refreshing to realize that guys get hurt too. Ryan, your place to jump in!
Yeah, I would say that most times it's a commonplace, I feel, a lot of guys to not be so sensitive. So, like, we don't normally, I mean, I can't speak for all guys out there, but don't normally like to talk about our feelings and whatnot. And so maybe you get that vibe. And I know that certain, you know, girlfriends I've had in the past have also had that vibe. But absolutely, I agree. Like, you know, we call them, like, guys in the play, in the U.S., we call them players. If they're someone that dates around and whatnot and seems to not care about the relationships they forge with women. But I don't think they do it just for the thrill. I mean, maybe there are some of those guys, but I think an overwhelming percentage are afraid. They have been burned in the past when they did really care, and they're so jaded by other people or by their past relationships that they're like, why put in any more effort? I'll just get what I can out of this and then move on. But once I start caring, then it could be actually really painful. You know, I think all of us
feel that.
Yeah, but like I said, guys aren't normally like the first to talk about it. You know what I mean?
I think that's why a balance is needed here. We need to put ourselves in the shoes of our partner. Okay, as a man, you should know that a woman needs someone to talk to share their worries. As a woman, you should know that the guy may not be the best person you talk to. If you talk too much, that's like a Chinese proverb, 对牛弹琴. The guy may not totally understand you and thinks that it's a waste of time. So we need to think about this issue in the shoes of the other side.
I mean, again, I disagree from a personal level, and I'm not going to speak for all guys out there, but I do think, like, for me, I respect a man that is a rock. That is someone like that you can put your trust and feelings in, and he can be solid at all times and always be there for you and not be the one that breaks down and needs help, but the one that will come and rescue you out of situations and does stay strong. And maybe that's just me and maybe that's a generality, but that's something like as a male I personally want for myself. And so I don't think it's easy for me to break down and cry in front of like things like a girlfriend and be like, I don't like how you didn't show up to blah, blah. You know, I'm
do
like,
do guys feel that kind of thing though?
Absolutely.
And really?
Maybe we'll throw what we say a little shade your way, which is a little like temper tantrum or little signs that we're like, yeah, you know, I kind of wish when I had offered this nonchalantly, you had picked up on it, but you didn't. And that's fine. I'm not going to complain about it. But at the same time, for sure, guys are people too, okay?
Okay.
Guys are people too.
Okay, that is, thank you for that,
no
Ryan.
No problem, sorry, I got a little, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I know you are, and it's just refreshing to know that, because it's like what we think, like what girls think too, but I think girls sometimes would ponder on that for longer than guys, and I mean, if the guy does the same amount of pondering and I sort of want him to man up a little bit. Okay, but I think here what's really interesting with this survey also is it talks about women. I think this part is very true, that we anticipate the guy to make the first move. And it's like if you like a girl and you don't make a move, and what a coward you are.
I totally disagree with that because, first of all, that's going to be different anywhere you go in the world. But like in the U.S., I think I've had so many conversations with friends about how it's different in the U.S., and I feel it's different in the U.S., is because like in the U.S., guys who just go around and like try to talk to girls, they're seen it's in a negative light, I would say. It's more like if I go to a bar and I see this girl and I'm like, wow, she is amazing. I maybe will like try to get her glance to kind of look at me, and then once we make eye contact, maybe I'll throw a smile and see if I get a smile back. Once I get that smile, I feel like that's the green light. I'm like, okay, well, maybe I should go talk to her and start up a conversation. And it's something as innocent as that, just to get to know this person. And that's kind of how we do it, I feel, in the U.S. But I'm not going to go up and be like, hey, what's up? You, what are you doing?
How you doing?
Yeah, that's just tacky in my opinion.
Yeah, but what you just said pretty much still is the guy making the first move.
Not always. I've had, like, before I can even get into the bar, like, this girl's already checking me out. And
oh,
then
man.
Once, you know, okay, whatever. I'm not tooting my own horn here, but I'm just saying, you know, a girl that knows what she wants, that's so attractive.
Okay, so let's say in the same case scenario, and then the girl... The super hot lady comes up to you and checks you out and says, Have a drink with me, Ryan. What do you think? How is that you're being pursued by the lady?
I think if she said, have a drink with me, Ryan, she didn't know my, or she just magically knew my name, I would be a little worried at first. Like, how do you know my name? But I think if a girl walked up to me and said, hey, how are you doing? That would be way cool. I'd be like, well, I'm doing great. How are you doing? You know, and that would be a great reason to strike up a conversation. But I don't think, gender aside, I think people who know what they want are very attractive in both sexes' eyes. So try to find that middle ground, maybe.
Yeah, and that's the part that I don't know. Ryan, I'd like to know your speculation on this, because Chinese guys might not have the same reaction if the hot lady comes up to him and says, have a drink with me or something.
I think the guy might think the lady wants to sell the drink.
Well, let me ask you this. Yeah. Let me ask you this. Ladies, how many guys do you have to go through till the guy that you actually like eventually asks you out in the bar? Like, be that girl that just skips all the other guys that you don't want to talk to. Be that aggressive girl. Go walk over there. Talk to the guy you want. Know the answer, whether he's interested in you or not. And then don't worry about it the rest of the night. It's a win-win. Just be strong. Get what you want. That should go for all things in life, I think. And my hat is off to those ladies.
I think it's a very nice way to look at it, but I think, I'm just trying to imagine a Chinese bar with the same thing happen. And I think in China, I think girls, it's very tough for us because the culture is not so open for women, even till today, to go pursue your love and do it in a relatively aggressive manner. As opposed to, you know, what happens in, like, Chinese traditions.
Maybe I'm a dinosaur. I'm from a very traditional background. In Chinese traditional culture, men are supposed to be more active in both real world and the traditional concept toward love and marriage. Okay, maybe being more active means they bear more pressure and having high expectations then lead to a greater sense of failure. But I don't know. It is different from case to case.
Yeah, I don't want to be over-aggressive. I want to know that girl likes me too. I mean, like, why do I have to be the one that makes all this all the moves? Like, ladies, know what you want and go for it. Just like what you would expect in a guy. You know what I mean? Like, I will sometimes be a little more aggressive, but I also want to see something in return. Like, if I'm not seeing anything in return, I just stop right away. I'm not interested in chasing anything.
Right, but in China, I think it's
Ryan,
important.
Ryan, you are so American.
Well, he is. Hiya.
Yes, I am. Thanks for noticing.
But I think today in China, like, girls, all we want is the guy to make one small first move. Like, as long as he's saying, like, you know, do you want to have a drink with me or go out with me or something like that, and then we're happy to do our thing. But the first moves is like a face thing to some extent. And also some girls are thinking, what if he doesn't respect me enough if I make the first move kind of thing. We're entering, like, tricky cultural difference territory.
And I think it also comes down to, like, it's not going to be the same everywhere you go. It is cultural differences. So maybe you will find that in places like China. But in the U.S. and for, I think, a lot of foreign guys, it's not going to work like that, ladies. I'm sorry. Like, you need to give us the green light, I think, in most Western countries before we really get super aggressive. And, of course, that's a generalization. There's a lot of foreign guys out there that don't care about any kind of light. But for guys like me, definitely like to see that green light to know, like, that the girl is interested as well.
And sure, and I think, yeah, with this kind of topic, we can just go on forever.
Oh, we can.
Yeah, but
love.
Love, who doesn't want love? Without love, I don't think we want to live on this world.